You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to the Pub Panel Podcast, episode number 4, where we discuss all sorts of nonsense you would discuss at a bar, usually while drunk. Sports, absurd stories in the news, Jared Goff's girlfriend, pretty much anything. I'm Brian. Joining me this week is
Jeff,
hey. Who's busy doing Google searches on Jared Goff's girlfriend. And
hi, Mike's here.
Mike's here as well. Will's here helping us out record. Thanks, Will.
No problem.
So
yeah, Sean McVay is the
yep.
All right.
Confirmed.
Okay, good. All right. So
and he's younger than us.
Yeah, was he like 33, right?
Yeah.
No.
Not much younger.
Half a decade.
Not even.
Pretty close. So you guys seem to be struggling with the stupidest thing you've seen or the dumbest thing that you've seen this week. So the dumbest thing and or stupidest thing that I saw this week, at least recently that comes to mind, I was in a bar on Friday at happy hour with one of you two.
It was me.
And we had to leave the bar.
I was like, shit, was I there?
No. Nope. We were at the Rock on 3rd, and there was probably 10, 15 people in the bar. We were at a table, not the bar, because the bar was, we would have had to sit at the Mega Touch seats, and I don't think we were in the mood to play Mega Touch.
You don't have to play it.
But it's like directly in front of one of the bar seats, so there's no avoiding it when you're trying to look at a TV or whatever. But we had, I think, maybe 2 beers, and right when we got the second one, we decided we had to leave because there were these 2 girls at the bar that I think it was a door guy and the bartender were talking to them, and they were laughing hysterically for a good 10 straight minutes, loud as shit, filling up the bar with their obnoxiously loud laughter. And under no circumstances were either of those 2 guys saying anything remotely close to that funny.
Well, we don't know. We couldn't hear them.
There is no, like, hilarious. That was like a Chris Rock comedy show level of hysterical laughter, and no way did either of those 2 have that level of material to keep them going for that long.
I think it was longer than 10 minutes. It was like a half hour.
Yeah.
It was pretty annoying. Yeah.
We had to leave to finish our beers and leave because they were so loud and obnoxious. So the dumbest thing I saw all week is somebody who is so loud in a bar that still had TVs play, like the sound on the TVs because it was happy hours. I don't know, what was it, like 5 o'clock maybe? 5:15? Mm-hmm. They were so loud they made us leave. Like, you can't be that drunk that early that you like people have to leave the bar.
I'm pretty sure I was yesterday.
Yeah, but did anybody leave the bar because of you?
Probably.
We were just playing the close the box game or whatever. Shut the box.
Shut the box.
Shut the box.
It's a good game.
That is a quality game. But yeah, that's the dumbest thing I saw was just those two driving us out of a perfectly fine happy hour.
Must be a pretty slow week for stupid stuff.
I don't know, it really bothered me, so that's why I wanted to bring it up.
Nothing.
No, I mean, I didn't see any shirtless guys at the bar the last 2 weeks. I spent a lot of time at the bar and didn't really see anything too dumb.
We did. I mean, we are really living up to the pub panel name. Yeah. After a Friday happy hour with you, Saturday at Gusso's dinner, right? I think I was there. Was I?
Physically.
Struggling to recall that one. I think so. Oh yeah, I was on your couch for a while watching The Office reruns.
I guess that was weird. I went out grocery shopping, I come back and Dewey's on my couch. I'm like, huh.
Yes. Under one of your blankets because your condo was cold.
68 degrees year round.
Watching The Office reruns.
Well, I actually last night something weird kind of happened. I had to rescue an acquaintance who's also our bartender and server a couple times during the week because she was serving them at Gusso's and they invited her out for drinks. And apparently they were trying to take her home to have a threesome. So I had to go over there and pretend like I was with her.
Oh, so that's what was going on with that situation last night.
You didn't do that good of a job.
I did. Yeah,
no.
Like, you were failing miserably at it.
She said that I was supposed to say that she was my fiance or something, which I don't know what kind of trap that could get me into, but
I feel like she could have walked away and hung out with us four seats over at any point in time,
right?
If that was going on.
So
I guess the same referring to last night, the thing was sort of weird when we were leaving, when the bartender asked if we were all going home soft. Don't know what she meant to say, but it came out. All right, see you guys later. You guys all going home soft? We all sort of literally like,
yes.
Yes. I don't. Why would we be leaving rock hard?
I do not have an erection at your establishment, if that's what you're trying to get at.
So that was a little odd.
That was odd.
Yeah, she didn't try to rephrase it or anything. We saw look later. It's like, sorry. Like, all right. See you next Sunday.
See you next Sunday for the pizza I take home after day drinking all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good 12 hours of Sunday fun daying.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you guys, I didn't.
What, you did 8?
Yeah, I didn't do 12. What time did I go home?
Well, you started at, what, 11:30?
Yeah, but I didn't get my first, well, fine, we'll call it noon.
When did,
You showed up like 10 minutes after I ordered a beer. I don't know what time I left, though.
Neither do I.
Holden said you left at the...
After the regulation of the...
Patriots game, yeah.
The Pats game.
Yeah. I remember trying to race home to turn the gate, race to the room and try to turn the
game. Did you see the end then, or...?
Yeah, I did. I watched all overtime. I borderline ran there because it was so cold, my face was freezing.
Yeah.
Because it's cold outside.
Still is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If only Trump were right and we could just get some of that global warming like he tweeted about...
Supposed to be 40 in the middle of the week?
It is. That's why. So on Saturday, I only cleared my driveway once and was asked if I was going to do it again. I was like, no, it's supposed to be 40 and rainy on Tuesday. That'll take care of it.
Just
keep driving over it until that day. I'm not putting effort in twice.
Wednesday.
Sure. Whatever. I don't care.
And then back to freezing.
Yeah. Enough to clear out my driveway, though. That's all I care, mm-hmm. care about.
Now, another thing that is not really weird, but went to the grocery store today. People that still pay with checks,
dude,
at the grocery store.
Yeah, I had an experience with this the other week. Yeah, I'm with you.
That drives me insane, especially when you're behind them.
Yeah,
like first of all, you shouldn't be paying with a check. Second of all, if you are going to have that majority of it written out and ready by the time you're there, like not start after it's all rung up.
Oh, you mean I knew I was going to write a check at Kroger?
Yep.
No.
Had to sit behind that lady.
Yeah, no, I had that. I took the kids, this was, I think, over Christmas break. I took the kids skiing at Mount Brighton, and while they were skiing, I ran over to the Meijer that's right there. And I was behind two couples, so four people total, thinking it's two orders. No, they kept paying for shit individually, so like, I'm going to pay cash on this one and then ring that stuff up. Okay, I'm going to put that on the card. Okay, now this one I'm going to write a check for.
That's awesome.
Yeah, both of them did this. It drove me nuts. It was the shortest line and that was going on. I was like, this is why I don't shop on a Wednesday at 2 p.m. at a Meijer. Like, this is just awful.
Well, usually that's better during the week.
Yeah, I think that would be a good time.
No, there's not enough cashiers to avoid the elderly.
No.
And yeah, a cat. A check. For
a cat.
I was going to say cash.
I'd like to pay with a cat,
first
please.
Of all, cash for groceries is kind of odd as well, but...
A little bit.
You know, it's been done. I've done it. It's okay.
Quicker than a check,
yeah, at least. It's way quicker than a check.
The whole grocery store etiquette really pissed me off, though. It's like people are just leaving their carts in the middle of the aisle.
Or they just walk out of the aisle and don't look both ways, see if anybody's walking by, and they just run into you. I think we talked about this before. There should be...
We probably talked about it on Saturday or Sunday.
There should be lanes in grocery stores like there are like roads. You have to stay in your lane.
There are, but people just don't follow them.
No, there's not.
I mean, there's no lines down the road, but I think it's pretty understood that you should be cruising on the right.
I think only like 10% of the population understand that.
I had to have some taller gentleman help me get some stuff off the top shelf today.
Did you really?
Yep, that was embarrassing.
That's my least.
Sir, I can't reach my Smucker's jelly.
The top shelf, I think it was some vitamin waters up there. And they're all pushing the back. So I was able to get a couple. I had to jump up and do like the jump swipe. And this guy would come over and he's like,
you need some help?
You need a hand? I'm like, yes, please.
As a taller than average American, I do hate walking down the aisle and just... the look of, oh, good, here comes someone tall as I'm coming down there. And there's a little, like, 5 foot tall lady. Like,
I knew he was
excuse
coming.
Me, could you yeah. get that? It's like, ah, fine.
I saw him, he's like, looking at me. I'm like, oh, shit. I don't, come over and ask me for help if I need help.
I like how you didn't ask. He just offered. Yeah,
I try to avoid eye contact. I'm like, all right, quick, jump, jump real quick. Get it before he comes. And once he offered, I'm like, ah, sure, thank you.
Thank you,
I'm
going to
go home now and cry.
No, I was at Starbucks a couple weeks ago, and this lady was paying with the, you know, the Starbucks app.
Yes.
But she apparently, like, logged out of the app and couldn't remember her password to get back in. So instead of, like, paying another way or getting out of the way to let other people pay, she sat there and tried to remember her password for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, you got to get those stars, like, man.
Seriously? That was very aggravating.
It is.
Because I hadn't had my coffee yet, and I was late for work.
Iced coffee?
Like, dude, yeah.
I went to the Starbucks drive-thru for the first time a few weeks ago.
Did you get a sandwich?
No. Mary wanted a hot chocolate.
All right.
I screwed it up. I didn't place my order. I just went to the window. She's like, what do you
want?
Have
you never been to a drive-thru before?
Not a Starbucks one.
It's the same as
it's
all.
It's the same as all drive-thrus.
I didn't know where the speaker was, so I just kept on going. The next thing I know, I was at the window. She's like, can I help you? I'm like, where do I order? It's like back there, so I had to pull out and do it all over again.
Were you actually the only one in drive-thru at that time?
Yeah.
That's
wow, that's actually pretty shocking.
And then right after I pulled out, though, some guy raced into it to the window and then had to back up because I think he did the same thing that I did.
What Starbucks were you at?
The one in Rochester and Tinkin.
Oh, that one's terrible.
Yeah, I'm never going back to Starbucks.
That's why you're not going back to Starbucks?
Yeah, I did it once.
Because you don't know how to drive. Because
you made a mistake?
Through. Yeah.
you fucked up, so you're never going back.
Exactly.
Also, not because you don't drink coffee. That has nothing to do with
reason
it.
Why I won't go back.
They're good breakfast sandwiches.
Noted.
Dunkin's better.
Yeah.
Panera's better.
Is better, too, but we don't have a lot up our way.
In the Great White North? Wait, is that Dunkin' on Rochester closed? The one up the hill?
Tim Hortons, no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like Tim Hortons.
You don't like their food, their coffee, their Timbits?
You like their Timbits?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I like their food's okay, but the coffee sucks.
Is it the coffee or is it the cups?
I don't like the warm coffee. I like their iced coffee.
You made me take a poop at Tim Hortons.
Did
you poop on the floor and throw your feces at the workers, like that lady in Calgary?
Oh, no. I forgot that video. That was disgusting.
I think this is back-to-back days I've been able to bring that one up. It's a proud moment.
Ugh.
You're right, though. She's got to be from Florida. She was just visiting Calgary.
Yeah, there's no way she's not from Florida. Who poops on the floor of an establishment and picks their feces up and throws
Or Calgary it? Is the Florida of Canada.
That could be the other thing. They do like country music there.
Calgary?
Yeah, they have that big stampede thing every year. Am I spinning this around?
I don't keep up on Canadian news, so.
No.
But Dewey is Canadian, so.
There we go.
You'd know about it.
He's got to check in with the motherland every once in a while.
You know actually why I know that? Well, there's the Calgary Stampede. No.
Well, that's the CFL team.
That's the Stampeders, but the Calgary Stampede is like some big country music festival thing. And this was a couple of years ago, maybe, we'll call it like 2014, some police officer, like a county sheriff in Michigan, wrote an article in MLive about how he was going to stop going to Canada and the Calgary Stampede in particular because he wasn't allowed to bring his gun and there's no way he could ever feel safe in an event without having a gun on him. And that's why Canada's bad.
Hmm.
It was this big, long thing. So I had to look up what the hell he was talking about and attending, and that's kind of why I know that Calgary likes country music.
Does he realize that if nobody in Canada is allowed to have a gun, he wouldn't need to feel endangered?
That's kind of a lot of the comments on his article, that he was being a bit of an idiot.
There's a lot of other reasons not to go to a Canadian country festival, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why I wouldn't be there in the first place, and none of them are about I'm not allowed to bring a gun, but...
Could have been attacked by a moose or something, though.
You would need a gun then.
Yeah, that's let moose at the concerts? Why do they have moose there?
It's Canada. I just assume there's moose everywhere.
They're mean, too.
They're mean.
So, yeah, maybe that's why he wanted his gun.
Yeah, in case a moose attacks him after a Blake Shelton concert.
Well, that's why Sarah Palin thought that they should have guns in schools in case of bear attacks.
Betsy DeVos.
Oh. Kind of the same person.
Current Secretary of Education.
She hasn't resigned yet?
No, she's still there fucking up the education system.
As long as there's still bears in schools.
Yeah. She's not going to resign until every bear is out of every school. Or every teacher is armed to defend the children against every bear that's in every school, I think. I don't know. It's something like that. Or she just completely defunds the public school system and you have to just pay your own way for your children to learn.
Learn about mitochondria.
This is 2 days in a row you brought up mitochondria. Why?
Because why do we have to learn that shit? It's like, think of all the useless shit that we learned in grade school and
math, high school. Science.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that was 15 minutes of stupid shit that we only had one idea for.
Guess it wasn't that boring of a week or two.
Yeah. We can talk about why we were at the bar all day yesterday. We could probably skip over the
Sunday.
Because it's Sunday, but what we were watching, we can skip over the amazing Tottenham Hotspur last second goal by Harry Winks to take all 3 points back from Fulham.
But you missed that. This kid went absolutely bonkers.
I started shaking Houghton out of his chair.
He's screaming and shaking me, and everyone just starts staring at him.
There was like six people in the bar.
There's only one TV on the game too, so no one else had any idea what the hell he was watching.
Knew what I was yelling about. It was well worth it.
So you guys were the centers of attention.
Brian was.
Yeah. Nice, good work.
Jeff was.
I just got shaken.
As byproduct as I tried to hug somebody and he was next to me. What a goal by Harry Winks, though. God, it was incredible.
Yeah. I must have turned it off seconds before that happened.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you did. But the other reason was some conference championship football games that were pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Both went to overtime, which was exciting. Both games actually started kind of boring and then got exciting as they went on. They're a little lopsided early, but not without controversy in both, which is,
a lot of controversy.
Yeah, I'm sure not how the NFL wants to remember the fact that both their conference championships went to overtime. And no one's talking about the actual overtime of the results. It's just the other shit that went on in the game that shouldn't have.
What was the controversy
in
the Pats game? Just that they didn't. Chiefs didn't get the chance to.
That's part of it, but I also think the Edelman overturning Edelman muffed punt when I have no idea. It really does look like his thumb hits the ball. In my opinion, on one
it
of
looks
those
completely
angles.
Different from both angles. One of the angles looks like it does. The other one looks like it completely misses it.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell whether or not it did. I do think it hit his thumb, but I don't know. But if you called it on the field that he did, how can you overturn it? I don't think there's any proof, and I think that's the issue there is that, again, you made the call one way. Where's the definitive proof it's not that way? So there was that one, and then what was the other one? The dropped pass?
Well, there's that phantom face mask that Brady, he grazed his face mask.
Yeah, oh yeah, like his forearm, like
it
like
might have
kind
touched
of
it.
Bumped it, yeah. And then there was a catch that they reviewed. That I don't think under any circumstances, because the ball hits the ground and moves, and they still called it a completion.
They overturned that one too, wasn't it?
I think they called it incomplete and then called it a completion. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they did that.
Yeah, it was just so the replay
referees
stuff
didn't have a good day yesterday.
And then the obvious pass interference call from the Saints. That one's just comical.
Yeah, still watching it today. Good. I was just chuckling. It's just.
I mean, the entire Rams team is just. At least they're going about it the right way of just like, yeah, what are we supposed to do? They didn't call us. It's not our fault they didn't call it. They're not going to take it away from us.
The guy that had that blasted him, they even asked him. He's like, they showed him the video. He's like, oh, hell yeah, that was pass interference.
He's like, I got beat. I think his quote was, I got beat on the play. I was going to try and stop a touchdown any way I could, so I just ran into him.
And helmet to helmet.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to.
There's like three different penalties.
For helmet to helmet, but
there's three different penalties they probably could have called. they missed all of them.
Yeah, that's not what you want to. I mean, for as exciting as those games were, that's kind of crappy that the games are marred with that shit in it. And then you end up with a New England Patriots LA Rams Super Bowl, which I would rather watch the Rams in the Super Bowl, but do you think anyone in LA cares at all that the Rams are in the Super Bowl?
Those two guys that were crying at the end of the game do.
Yeah, those are weird dudes. That team has barely existed and you're crying over dudes. Them. I don't think anybody in LA cares. I don't think this necessarily helps the NFL in any way that they got there. And I don't think the Patriots being there again helps the NFL at all. I think a Kansas City, as odd as it seems, I think a Kansas City LA rematch from that crazy ass Monday night game would be the best option for them.
That's what I was wanting to watch. Yeah. Wanted to see.
That was one of the most fun regular season NFL games in years. Almost got a rematch of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, one more year, Patriots.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
It's the rematch of Brady's first Super Bowl.
Is it?
Yeah, when he beat the Rams.
Yeah, was that
2001?
Yeah.
So I think they're going to win. Belichick, Brady, and Gronk are all going to retire.
I think the other option is that the reason it has to be this way is McVay, the young Jedi, has to beat the Sith Lord that is Belichick. And Star Wars rules, McVay's got to beat him to end his reign of terror on the NFL. We won't be free of him until he takes care of it.
Okay. Lost me.
Do you not watch Star Wars, man? Come on.
I haven't seen any of the new ones.
It's nothing to do with the new ones.
Hmm?
It's nothing to do with the new ones.
I don't remember the old ones then either.
It's the whole premise of the series.
So. Yeah. Then that one girl sitting at O'Connor's in the middle of the day wearing a girly jersey and Rams yoga pants. But I don't think she even watched the game. She left like right as it started.
Well, they might have went somewhere else to watch it.
There was nowhere. Is there anywhere else in Rochester to watch the game besides O'Connor's?
Maybe they went to Tula Roo.
No, I think they were still playing the Spurs replay.
No, they weren't. They were playing old man tennis.
They were playing old man tennis.
McEnroe versus Jeff Blake.
Yeah, and Blake always wins that shit. That's just, oh, that's so boring.
It is an odd, like, program.
Yeah. That is correct.
Because then they have to, like, pretend that they, like, joke around and make fun of each other, and it's like...
Do they actually get people to pay to go watch that live?
I don't know if they pay, but there are people there.
I'm sure it's one of those things where people are walking by, and they're like, hey, do you want to come sit in here for free and watch this?
I would still say
shit?
No.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
I mean, it's on in front of me at a bar, and I will try to find something else to do besides look up at it.
But it's one of those things where if it's on, that's what draws you in.
Yeah, always watching the worst one.
Just like that one time we watched the P90X promo for...
Wasn't that during a Wings playoff game? They had some infomercial for P90X, couldn't stop watching it.
Do you know what infomercial I can't stop watching because it's always on because your Rochester bars love the Golf Channel? Is that stupid beach one with the guy who's wearing like golf shorts on the beach?
Oh, they're playing that game?
Yeah, that like...
The cornhole golf
Yeah, like
game.
Corn golf cornhole, basically.
Yeah, and he's...
Chippo?
I don't know.
It's called Chippo.
Okay, it's Chippo. But there's four guys.
Right,
and
Hippo.
And three of them are dressed to be at the beach, and one of them is dressed to be on a golf course.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
And he is taking Chippo way too seriously.
There's nothing wrong with the Golf Channel. That was an exciting tournament yesterday.
That was an exciting end, yes. I do recall watching that.
We had them change the channel so we could tune in the last hole.
It's competitive.
Yeah, but you guys were also betting on it, so.
Yep. Makes everything a little more exciting.
Yeah.
Jimbo takes the win.
Yeah, some guy no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to Phil? He missed that putt at the end?
Yep.
I can't recall.
Another dude drained his.
Yeah.
Me and Gallus' guy hitting the sand.
Yeah, that was a terrible shot.
Yeah, we got out of it good. If the other guy would have missed, they would have been a 3-way tie.
Yep. If.
All right. Anything else on football and or the Golf Channel? No, that's it.
Cliff Kingsbury's dating Holly Saunders?
Saunders.
What?
Yeah.
She's on the Golf Channel. Oh, I think she's on Fox now.
Yeah.
Am I thinking of the right person? There's no way I'm thinking of the right person.
What one are you not think? Cliff Kingsbury or?
No, Cliff Holly Kingsbury Saunders. From Texas Tech.
Yep.
That's now Arizona's head coach.
And Holly Saunders, the golfer from MSU. That's
she played at State.
Okay.
Now she's on Fox.
Now I'm on it. I need to think of the person I'm thinking of. Think of her name and then show you a picture of her. And so you can see why I was very surprised by that.
Did you remember who you're thinking of?
Nope, not yet. definitely not her. No way I was thinking of her. I was thinking of somebody else. Who? She's a sideline reporter, Holly. She's older. She's got red hair.
Holly Rowe? Or what's?
Yeah, Holly Rowe, I think. She's like Shrek.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was a little confused because.
Hey, maybe they hit.
I'm not saying anything about her, but that's why I was initially quite surprised after our previous discussion about Jared Goff's girlfriend and Sean McVay's girlfriend that these gentlemen tend to have on the better end of looking girlfriends. She doesn't quite fall there. No. Especially for Cliff Kingsbury, who every time you watch a Texas Tech game, they talked about how all of the mothers of the players he recruits wants them to go to Texas Tech because he's so handsome. Every goddamn Texas Tech game was about that.
So, really?
Yeah. I probably would see that segment like 3 or 4 times a year, and I don't watch Texas Tech that much.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever watched a Texas Tech game.
I don't think I have either.
It was a constant theme. I don't know why I would be watching Tech. It's usually because the Big 12 always had those late night games. Big 12 was good at having games on at like 8 at night.
Hmm.
All right. Anything else? Any other girlfriends you want to discuss?
Nope.
No? We're good there?
For now.
Okay. So it comes back up.
Yep.
All right. So I saw something earlier today that bothered me. That...
Just one thing?
A lot. I mean... We can talk about how in the 30 Rock episode... where they make the movie about Avery Jessup getting kidnapped to get it back in the news, how Alec Baldwin's little brother plays the guy who plays Alec Baldwin in the movie, or what's his name?
Billy?
Jack Donaghy in the movie, and his name is Drake. What is it? Drake Manuel?
I don't remember this.
I can't remember. It's like a hilarious name.
Drake Manuel.
Manziel? I don't know. That was the 30 Rock episode I watched today, but that's not what I'm talking about. On the news, today, they're talking about a GoFundMe that's raised a crap load of money for. The premise is to help out government workers who are not receiving their paychecks right now due to the government shutdown, and the whole premise bothers me on a lot of different levels. First, let's say it raises $1 million. How many workers are out of work? It's like the tens of thousands aren't getting paid right now. How are you going to split that money up? Who's more needy than others? How do you determine? How is GoFundMe, a private company, going to determine this? Is GoFundMe going to take their normal money off of the top? Also, we already pay for these people to be fucking paid. Just open the government back up and pay them their normal route, and you don't have to have people pay twice to feed their kids. Like, that's just a really ridiculous fucking premise that this is why we're here. And that's my issue with GoFundMe in general right now. Not that I think their heart is in the bad place, but every time you set one of these up, it's usually a very preventable thing. Like, oh, I got cancer and I'm now 150 grand in debt. Could you guys help out? Well, yeah, I would like to help you out, but could we help you out by not making someone who gets sick be in $150,000 worth of debt? To me, that seems the better way to go is like GoFundMe should have highlighted like, hey, the healthcare system seems to be a big issue. We should look at it. Hey, when the government shuts down, that means people can't get paid. We should take a look at that. But instead, it was this very positive news story of like, look at how many people are trying to help the government workers by giving them money.
Code wants to call you a socialist so bad right now.
Call me a socialist, it's fine. But as a government employee who's not part of the shutdown.
Who? What?
You?
Mm-hmm.
He was at one time.
It's been years since you've been furloughed, though, right?
Was it 3 years ago? I don't know.
That would be years.
Two, three, four.
One of them.
One of them. Yeah.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
But all right, but calling me a socialist for saying can't
if
we
someone
just...
wanted to pay me, I would have accepted it. If you started a GoFundMe page, I'd be like, yep. I'll
that's
take
fine,
your money.
Like, that's my issue with GoFundMe is it just highlights like, hey, this is a stupid problem. Can't we take a look at fixing the underlying issue here?
Yeah, that problem will never be solved, though.
No. Not with the current people we have in office.
Pretty good point. I mean, like you said earlier, just like set up your own GoFundMe account and just see who... See what people are going to donate. It's like, all right, extra income.
Does anybody want to fund me $100 for my bar tab tomorrow?
Even if it's like $20, I can go get like Arby's a couple times or something. I'd be like, that'd be worth it.
Is it always about Arby's?
Yes.
Arby's is one of the more expensive fast food
exactly.
restaurants.
If I got someone to go fund me $20, I could go get a 5 for $5 four different times.
So like, I get GoFundMe from...
It's not like 2 for $5, by the way.
It's 2 for $5?
What?
Yeah, dude, they don't have 5 for $5 anymore.
Jesus.
Man.
If they do, it's like $5.99 and then, or something.
All right, well, I need more money from the GoFundMe.
That's probably why they weren't part of President Trump's dinner to Clemson.
It's expensive.
It's 2 for $5 now. I mean, at least Wendy's got the fo-fo-fo.
That I invented.
Yeah, you invented the fo-fo-fo?
Yes. I ordered the 4 for $4 meal, like, once a week. Well, not that much, but...
that sounds about right.
I ordered it,
probably
like...
Probably a couple times a week.
I ordered it, like a year before they started coming out with it, then all of a sudden I'm like, I went to the drive-thru. I'm like, hey, can I get a JBC, four-piece nugget, small fries, small drink? They're like, you mean the 4 for $4? I'm like, what? This thing I've been ordering from you guys for like the last year, you guys are now claiming this.
Like, oh, is this Jeff?
Yeah.
Like, Jeff, our marketing guy wants to talk to you.
They invented your meal.
You should set up a GoFundMe for that, to sue Wendy's for stealing your idea.
They did. Yeah, so I was like, oh, you mean the 4 for $4? I'm like, no, you mean the same meal I've been ordering for the last year?
He just got all upset. Like how you, he canceled his order.
A couple of things. First, I like how you got all uppity with a Wendy's drive-thru employee. Also, I like how you can operate a Wendy's drive-thru, but not a Starbucks, and it's the same system.
The ordering screen is more clearly defined.
No, it's not.
It's the same fucking system.
Oh.
There's a speaker. You talk through it. You don't need to talk louder. They have a volume button.
It's hard to see at Starbucks.
I was at one.
It's hidden.
Just go back. I was at a Starbucks drive-thru somewhere, and they had like the thing had a video of the person taking your order. That would have freaked out.
Since I can't get him to FaceTime.
Yeah.
My random FaceTime pop-ins.
Yeah, didn't you FaceTime me the other day?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, decline. No, I do not want to look at you right now.
I'm thoroughly enjoying the random FaceTime pop-ins.
Pat FaceTimes all the time.
I never accept it.
Me neither. I did once.
Yeah. I try to do it at the worst times, like when you're hungover. Like I'm up bright and early because the kids woke me up and figure you guys would just pass the fuck out. That's when I aim for it.
Yep. Still won't answer it.
Yeah. It's at least an incredibly annoying ring.
Only time I'm going to answer it, I'm just going to be completely naked.
I never have my phone.
What do you want?
noise.
Again, it's a decent amount of time. It's if it's like 7 a.m., it's because my kids woke me up, so try not to do it then.
What was your whole point about this Wendy's 4 for $4 thing?
Mike was talking about Arby's was because you wanted to GoFundMe because Arby's is expensive, and we landed on Wendy's fo-fo-fo.
Fo-fo-fo. Every place does it now, all because of me. McDonald's has one. Burger King has one. Look what I started.
So, you just want basically what you're saying here is you want to go be friends with the president because you guys have the same diet.
I want credit for my inventing the 4-4-4.
You're not going to get it.
I know. You're not. But so GoFundMe's back to that. That's where this started from. The idea. Hey, I got in a terrible car accident and we need money to just live, even if it's not the hospital, but end of things of just like, hey, I can't work for a year. I've got 3 kids. They have stuff.
Affleck.
Like, Affleck. Insurance does exist and insurance should exist to cover more shit along those lines, but they don't. That I get. I don't have any issue of that. I get There was a GoFundMe that I saw for someone I went to high school with. He was a few years older than me, but he played college football at Central Michigan and played in the NFL for a couple of years. He was on the Patriots for a very short time, but he played in the CFL forever. But he played football for like 15 years. Horrific CTE. Like, he's having memory loss. He's, at the time I saw it a few years ago, I was like 38. It was a GoFundMe. I was like, hey, we need like $2,500 that we do not have to do this test trial thing. Cool. I absolutely get those things. I don't want to go fund you because cancer bankrupt your family. Cancer shouldn't bankrupt your family. You should just be able to be treated for your illness. Those are the ones that I find very odd that I think should be addressed more so than let's get $1 million together. Yeah, guys. Well, we also already paid our taxes, which would have paid for these people. Can we just open the government back up?
How long has it been now? It's like 3 weeks?
30 days.
So 30 already?
I think so.
Oh, it's at least been 3 weeks.
Huh. Yeah.
21st. They ruined your Ireland trip.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be able to go to, Mike and I aren't going to be able to go to Ireland for 2 days to drink in Irish bars for no reason and then come home because I don't want to deal with security. Let's see here. Government.
Well, at least you got Gus O'Connor's. That's an Irish bar.
Yeah.
You don't have to travel to. They're Guinness certified.
All right, here we go. If you Google government shutdown, the very second thing to show up is Trump tweets 40 times on day 30 of the shutdown. So yeah, 30 days.
He tweeted how many times?
40.
Good Lord.
I am scared as fuck to read those things.
It's a lot of tweets.
At least half of them don't make sense.
Was it the tweet where...
I'm sure the global warming one was involved in that.
He was talking about the meal for the Clemson. He said hamburgers.
You know, we didn't get... What? Everybody has talked about this, and we didn't get a chance to because we didn't record last week, and it happened last Monday night, but... Just the logistics of that entire thing is a fucking mess. You got how many? Would you get like 1,000 quarter pounders? I worked at McDonald's when I was 15.
Well, I said the bill was like roughly $900.
$900? To feed an entire college football team?
Value menu.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
how many quarter pounders do you think they got?
Well, you figure they
probably just got one.
That's 85 guys plus other people. Like,
you figure like $10 a person, probably. I'm sure they gave them some kind of discount. Like, here's.
Yeah.
But there's no way that shit wasn't cold. Mm. Just cold as shit.
Oh, yeah.
What was the tweet yesterday?
Yeah, cold fries? That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Cold McDonald's fries? It's gross.
I could eat a cold McDonald's hamburger.
Oh.
Not fries.
I couldn't eat a cold McDonald's. I couldn't eat
anything. Wash it down with a warm Pepsi.
Because it's better than warm Coke.
It is.
What was your tweet yesterday? There are teams out here fighting to get the chance to share a hot and ready with the president.
Yeah. Just one.
Yeah. One. He's going to buy a single hot and government's still going to be shut down after the Super Bowl. He's going to buy a single hot and ready to share with the entire Patriots team. You guys
split
that
slice. Split two ways.
Did you get spice packs with this? No, they charge for that now.
They do?
Yeah, you can't get a spice pack anymore. You got to get the spice bottle. It's like $2. Oh. Lasts forever. I bought it a few years ago. It's still like way more than half full.
Man.
I don't ever do the spice on my pizza.
I used to do the spice
and
the
makes
and
the hot and ready tolerant.
And the like crushed
a
hot red pepper.
I don't get hot and ready's.
Well, I'll get a hot and ready and put that spice pack on. It's fine.
A little crushed red peppers too.
I like crushed red peppers.
Crazy Bread's fantastic. Yeah.
What are we talking about? What?
The Clemson dinner. So that food was cold as shit. But also, like, how many interns did you have to send out for that? And Trump kept bragging about how he paid for it himself. He also claims to be a billionaire. Buying that much fast food is such a drop in the butt. Like, that's
yeah,
just
gonna say, like,
that's probably less
bucks,
than
like...
me going to eat fast food out of my.
It'd be like
percentage.
You doing a 1-4-4-4.
It's probably less than that for him if he's actually a billionaire. It is such a drop in the bucket for him. Because somebody calculated for Warren Buffett, who Warren Buffett is richer than Trump. I think Trump tries to claim he's in the same neighborhood as that, but somebody tried to figure it out that it wouldn't be worth Warren Buffett's time to bend over and pick up a $100 bill because of the amount of seconds it would take him to do it. And it's just his time is more valuable than that because of how much money he's worth.
Hell, to start following him around.
Yeah. So like that's how much, let's say the bill was $900. Let's say it was $2,000 to feed that team. In theory to him, that is probably less than what a percentage of salary of me going to Taco Bell is.
For winning the national championship.
Yeah.
Cold burger.
Put on your three-piece suit. We're getting on this private jet and you're going to go have a fucking cold quarter pounder with cheese.
Congrats.
They eat better at college. They really do.
I'm sure.
Oh, those athletes' meal plans are ridiculous.
Yeah. Like they live in a private dorm with a private chef that sets up all of their meals. They eat better at college than what that fucking meal was.
Well, that's what college kids likes. Like, that's what Trump
said. No, it's what Trump likes.
Oh, yeah.
What else was there other than McDonald's?
Burger King and Wendy's.
And Domino's.
Domino's?
Yeah, that Domino's there too. That's why I'm finding the $900 price tag a little. Like, maybe it was $900 per...
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah.
Per restaurant. Yeah, that's some Domino's.
Because you know he wanted leftovers in there.
Yeah. I mean, that's why he looked so excited. I mean, they had nuggets because they had
chicken?
No, they had the dipping sauce, but they had like the gravy boats, like the sterling silver gravy boats. So someone fucking dipping sauce.
Did someone have to open each individual packet?
No, they didn't even
put it into a gravy boat.
No, they didn't empty them. They just set the packets inside of the gravy boat. Like this is the presidential gravy boat for like a very nice diplomatic dinner with just nugget sauce.
Individually open each sauce and dump it into a gravy boat.
This is the honey. This is the hot mustard.
Oh, the hot mustard.
Spicy mustard bowl.
Hot mustard is delicious.
Yeah.
I wonder if you had to pay for extra sauce packs.
I don't know. I feel like if you order 500 nuggets, I'll throw a few bags for you.
You should have waited till it was Monopoly season at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, like pieces you could get with that. Yeah, all that. No.
That's kind of the only thing I'd consider going back to McDonald's for is Monopoly.
Have you ever won anything on that?
No.
I want a Monopoly pint glass.
Really?
Yep.
Did you collect it?
Yeah.
How did you have to? Did they ship it to you?
I don't know.
You don't even know how you got it.
This was like in high school. I got the really cheap ones, the purple, the cheap purple properties,
Mediterranean and Baltic.
I got those. I got a Monopoly pint glass with the little dude on it.
Mr. Moneybags.
Is that his name?
That was just Mr. Monopoly.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I thought it was
Monopoly. I don't know. He had a name.
I feel like he's got a name.
But Steve. Yeah.
The monocle guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I want a pint glass.
Do you still have it?
Probably somewhere.
You should find that.
That'd be worth money. Probably sell it on eBay for like $10.50.
Or if you get... Should get Gusto's to start a mug club.
Yeah, that is my mug.
Yeah, it needs to be your mug.
Believe me, we've tried to get a lot of stuff going in there.
Mug club, punch cards.
They're not doing punch cards.
It's like every five drinks, we should get one free. They're like, no.
That's not
happening. You guys probably get that anyway.
Yeah, Dimitri bought us a drink yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, I think me and Gallus. Because you guys were, that's when you guys went to check in and have a drink at the Royal Park.
Oh, yeah.
I missed my free drink.
Sorry, man. You have to drink at Royal Park.
I got a free shot after everyone left.
Ugh.
It was some sort of new Irish whiskey or something that Jeremy had. He's like, you want to try this? I'm like, sure.
Sure, I'm already drunk. Yeah. Might as well do a shot.
Sure, I've been drinking for 12 hours. A shot sounds delicious.
I definitely need a shot of whiskey right now at midnight.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
All right. We're on to best concerts. /live bands?
State one.
Okay. I assume they're up 15 when we came in here, I assumed. So, Houghton, what is the best concert you've been to?
Smash Mouth.
Nope. Never been
to Smash Mouth. He was there with Trump.
Wait, what?
You went to a Smash Mouth? What?
You guys don't remember the joke from the inauguration? Trump's favorite song is the fucking All-Star song? Because remember, Three Doors Down played? Because it was the only band they could get to play, and they had to play the Smash Mouth song, that All-Star song, and Trump was mouthing the words to the whole thing. Doesn't know the words to Star Spangled Banner. Knows the words to Hey Now You're an All-Star.
Smash Mouth.
So you guys like the same diet, and you guys both love Smash Mouth.
I don't like Smash Mouth. Jerk.
According to Mike.
Likes a jerk. I don't know. I saw Page and Plant in high school. That was really good.
The Palace?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, was it like 97 or 98 or something? 98.
It was right after their the Page and Plant CD came out.
Yeah, that was a really good concert.
Mm-hmm.
Right up there.
Did an awesome Whole Lot of Love that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Hmm. That might be one of my tops, other than Smash Mouth.
Mike?
$50
says Houghton's never heard of the band you're about to say.
Do I get it?
I got a few, but...
You are allowed to list more than one as well.
Because different genres, I guess. Like, I think I saw Slayer and Pantera at Harpo's when I was in high school. That was pretty good.
Ooh, Rage Against the Machine at Lollapalooza was pretty good, too.
Rage puts on great shows. They played out here probably 5 or 6 times. They're really good.
That was another fun one.
Interpol in Buffalo, New York was pretty good. And then
I heard of them. I've been to see a few of their shows.
Oh, shit.
One was really good. One was, I thought, very not good.
Yeah. And then The Strokes at Lollapalooza.
Yeah, you loved that set. That was, what, like 2011?
Yeah, they hadn't played together in like, I don't think they had played live in like 2 years or something. And then halfway through it, some kids offered me what I thought was marijuana, but I think it might have been laced with something because I woke up in a mud puddle hours later.
Is that the same concert you took a dump out of right by the girls that having a picnic?
That was different.
Yeah, that was Pitchfork, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, the first weird half of the set of The Strokes was really good, and then I almost died, so...
All right.
No, I'm sure Deftones are always good, so.
Yeah.
So they're probably up there, too.
They have, piggyback on the first one and the last one you said, it's hard to top the first concert I got to go to as, like, without my parents, and that was the Deftones, Pantera, and White Zombie.
That was the first one he went to unsupervised.
Yeah, I was like 14 years old. I was in the front row.
Yeah, I didn't go to that one.
Pantera did like 3 encores. I had never heard of Deftones, but I was really into Rage Against the Machine, and they came out, and they were absolutely amazing. There was a fourth band there. It was called I Hate God, EYE, Hate God. They were not that good. Deftones were amazing. I had never heard of them before. Love that. White Zombie was awesome, and then Pantera closed it out, and it was incredible, but so establishing that as the first concert I saw, it's really hard to try to measure up post that, but I still enjoy going and seeing Pearl Jam. They change up their sets. It's always going to be a different thing. That's always fun. The National as well. It's one of those you don't know what you're going to get kind of concerts instead of some of these bands that you go see. It's just so dead set, like, you know, 12 of the 15 songs you're going to see going in, and they might change a couple, and it can kind of get boring. Even Metallica's that way. I've seen Metallica a couple times, and you can tell what you're going to go see before you go into it. You know what's going to happen. They played in 98 at Pine Knob, and it was a solid set list, but it was during the Load. I think it was Load, not Reload yet.
Reload.
But it was when they started making just not great albums, and they mixed enough older 80s Metallica in that was fine, but yeah.
Well, the Laneway Festival was pretty good.
The one at Meadowbrook?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was that with Frightened Rabbit?
Yeah, the National yeah. closed it out, and that's when
the Frightened Rabbit
show. You touched him.
Yeah, I hugged him.
You hugged him,
Matt.
Yeah.
Well, then Matt spilled his whiskey on Chimner at another show. Yeah, Matt's got a drinking audience problem.
He just kind of looked down at me like, "Why are you? What's going on?
Why are you soggy?"
I don't think I was soggy. No.
The Frightened Rabbit show that we saw at St. Andrews was pretty awesome too.
Mm-hmm.
A really good job. I think there's one other I want to bring up, but I can't think of. I mean, I've seen Rage 8 or 10 times. It's another one that, even because I saw what do they call it now? Because Zach De La Rocha is not in it anymore, but Chuck B.
Oh, the
Prophets of Rage.
Yeah,
I saw that. That's just fun to see. Like, just watching Tom Morello play guitar is. Just fun as shit. That guy's so good. Like, entertaining as shit just watching him do it. But yeah, anytime you get to watch Tom Morello, like, I'll go back. It is fun to go back and watch on YouTube. You can pull up like all the old Lollapaloozas. You can see like the 94 Lollapalooza with Rage there, or the Nine Inch Nail set at the 94 Lollapalooza is insane. That's really fun. And the story behind that is that they were late to their set because they all took too much acid and wouldn't come out of the bus. And then they finally convinced them like a half hour later to come out of the bus, and they fell in mud. So that's why they came on stage covered in mud.
Sounds like Lazy's concert experience.
Yeah. It wasn't because there was so much mud and shit going on there that it didn't actually, like, it happened outside the bus. They got in a fight before they went on stage, and they went on stage dirty as fuck.
Hmm.
But it's an amazing set to go see. It's always fun, like, going back and watching that.
Like some of like the smaller venues, like I think when we saw Vampire Weekend at Blind Pig,
yeah, before they were like huge,
yeah,
it was fun.
It was disappointing. Death
Storm,
yeah, drove to Ann Arbor and it was like where we get like 12 inches of snow or some shit.
Yeah, they were like 2 hours or 3 hours delayed.
Yeah, see, we've seen We Were Promised Jetpacks in some great venues. They put on a really good show.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was the one in Royal Oak.
We saw, down in Ferndale at the Loving Touch. But we saw them back in, 2009 and in Chicago at Lincoln Hall. That was amazing. Because what's-his-face, Adam? Is Adam the lead singer's name? It's like his voice just fills the whole room.
Mm-hmm.
He's so loud. If the first time I saw Vampire Weekend, I was incredibly disappointed, though, because they basically just played the songs on the album exactly as they are. From what I've seen, they really have evolved as a live band much better. But yeah, that first time I saw them, I paid a decent amount of money to go see them. Small place in Chicago, but I was like, well, just listen to the CD that you played for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've since gotten much better at that, but.
Oh, yeah. At Pitchfork, I think it was 2014, Run the Jewels was there, and Zach De La Rocha.
Oh, he came out to play? Yeah.
So that was cool.
That'd be fucking awesome, yeah.
Because I think that was the first time he'd actually came out and played live with them.
Yeah. They're good. They put on a fun show. They're fun as shit.
Any terrible concerts you've seen?
Oh, I guarantee you I've seen some brutal-ass concerts. I saw Dido.
What?
Yeah. Saw Dido at Pine Knob. Travis opened for her. Travis wasn't bad. The Scottish band, yeah. Why Does It Always Rain on Me? They were okay. But yeah, they were opening for Dido. I saw that when it was, it was like 2001 or so. I was not good. Peter Frampton's really not good live. Seen him a couple times.
Well, yeah, I've seen him probably 15 times at Pine Knob.
Yeah.
Same show.
Yeah, it's basically all those ones.
Yep.
Steve Miller's
all the free vouchers.
Wait, didn't you and I go to see Steve Miller?
Probably.
I got those free tickets from work.
Yeah.
All the Eddie Money shows we've been to.
All the Eddie Money shows.
Yeah. Jesus.
I won tickets to see Three Dog Night in America. That was terrible.
Three Dog Night.
There's no way that's not terrible. All right. That's all we got. All the time for this week.
Yep.
We're done. Will's kicking us out. He's got other people coming in after us.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, that's all. Thanks. If you're still listening, I don't know why you would be.